For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What's that handshake again?
Happy New Year!
Okay, you can start the pod. Okay, that's fine. Every time I want to start a podcast, you look at me with a certain face.
Because I feel like the first couple words make a difference in the whole
episode. As soon as I said Happy New Year, the way you looked at me, I was just like, we're not using that.
It's because you said it so like, Happy New Year.
I mean, we're back, you know?
We are so back. I feel like that's a thing that people love saying online these days. Like, they'll be like away from their account or like not posting for a while. Mm-hmm. And then some time goes by and then they're like, we are now so back. We're so back.
It's like nobody was waiting for you. Like, my life continues.
Low-key just watch me say that shit on Instagram like tomorrow or today because I haven't posted in a while. So I'm going to be like, we're so back.
No. You haven't posted?
I haven't posted since Christmas.
Damn. Not even a story?
Oh, no. Sorry. On my feed.
Oh, okay.
But we're so back, guys. Hi, how we're doing? How's it going? Long time no talk. Long time no say.
It's 2025. Whoa.
It's 2025. The other day, I had to like fill in this paperwork. And they just emailed me saying, hey, can you fill this in again? Because you wrote 2024.
Oh, really?
It was like, I wrote like 1-3-2024.
Nah, that's in the past.
So I gotta do that again.
Back in the early 2000s, as a kid, I always envisioned 2025 would have flying cars.
Even like 2010, it was like, everybody thought that's what was gonna happen.
No, 2010, I feel like I was old enough to know that shit ain't happening.
Maybe. I don't know. In 2000, I was 1 year old. Or not even that. Like 6 months old, so I didn't know shit.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the pod, everybody. We took a nice little break. Honestly, I enjoyed taking a break from recording.
It felt so nice.
Yeah, especially because you edit the podcast. So I think it was nice not having the podcast on your back.
Yes, it felt like, even though it was only a week.
It felt like 2 weeks.
It felt like it was way longer because so much work goes into this.
And also, you get on the... If you make content or if you do anything that requires like a weekly deadline, getting on, like, we're constantly on that hamster wheel of like weekly delivery. It's like once a week. And with the podcast, it's actually twice a week. So it's like as soon as the week ends, you get no buffering between. It's another week of like the same thing and the same thing. And like with my YouTube videos, it's like, I go from, I can even enjoy having posted a video because I already have to start thinking and filming the next video. So it just goes one into the other, into the other.
Yeah.
But that is the life we choose. So that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to cut that part out. Welcome back. My name is Yoni Kodo, still your favorite host in the world, hopefully in 2025.
Yeah, and I am your second favorite host, Ali Zaitza, here on the What's the Juice podcast, if you forgot what you're listening to or what you tuned in.
If this is your first time, you're just scrolling on the podcast. I really want to know how the podcast algorithm look like and how people found us through podcasts.
Yeah, I think we just will never know.
It's like, are they looking at the cover? Are they looking at the cover and be like, oh, they look fun? Or like, is it the name?
Our cover is so much better than it was before.
Oh my God.
This is the best cover we've had so far. I don't think for season four we're going to change it. We're just going to maybe have it say season 4 instead of season 3.
Season 4, and I do want to have it in a different color. So now it says season 3 in yellow. Let's change something.
Ah, yellow's perfect.
We got to change something. Mm.
Anyways, we have, this is episode 145. So we have this episode, and is that 4 more or 5 more? I
can't do that. After this one, we got 5 more.
We have 5. Oh, can do some silly math. Yeah, so we're gonna take another break at episode 150.
Take another break. Let's go.
Sounds so nice. Okay, we were only gone for a week.
Yeah, this time we're gonna be gone for a month. So no, I'm just kidding.
No. Probably like 2 weeks. But either way, we're happy to be back. We're happy to be here. It is a new year, 2025. We're currently recording this the day that you. It was so crazy thinking about. During the holidays, a lot of our friends in New York were like going out of town mm-hmm. and then coming back in town and then going out of town again. And like there was a lot of people traveling around the holidays. And we stayed put. And we saw everybody come and go.
We stayed what?
We stayed put. Like we stayed put. We didn't go anywhere.
Oh, I've never used it. I've never used
that. We stayed put? You've never used that?
Put what?
That's just what it's... That's how... That's the saying. Like
we stayed put? Like P-U-T?
Yeah.
So it sounds so weird.
You've never heard anyone say that.
I feel like I've heard it, but I was just like, well, they're just making it like difficult. Like they would just say like, we stayed at home.
Oh, they're going to go to the store, but we're going to stay put.
Nah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure it's a thing. I've just never heard it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I never used it.
Like we've stayed still. But yeah, anyways, yes. And then I realized we're going to go to Seattle at the end of the month to see the family and everything.
Shout out to everybody in Seattle.
But we realized that we hadn't left New York in 3 months.
To me, that's totally fine.
No, it was fine. You said it as if it's a problem. I'm saying that to say that even going upstate for New Year's Eve with our friends felt like such a nice breath of fresh air. Like it felt like we needed that time away.
And we're going to break it down in this episode, okay? We're going to catch you up because honestly, so much happened since we last recorded.
I mean, I don't know. It's so...
No. So, well, at least I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Also, today is my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to
Jean-Paul. Shout out to my dad.
Jean-Paul.
Yes. He's 74 today.
Damn.
Yes. Talked to him yesterday. I'm going to call him today after the podcast. Should I call him right now on the podcast?
No.
Okay. Yeah, not right now. But yeah, anyways. So I just want to say something about being in your 70s. Anytime I know someone's age and they're around 70, 80, 90.
Damn, who do you know who's 90?
I don't know. I don't know anybody who's 90.
Okay.
But there are people out there who are 90, obviously. And I just want to say that the only thing that matters to me is to make it to that age. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much money, as long as I have a good health, a good family, and I'm 70 or 80 or 90 or 60 or 50.
And you got everything you need.
Yeah. That's good. I don't need to be balling now. If I am, that's cool. That's nice. But, you know, it's when you really just think about it, that's what's important.
Yeah. That is what what's
make important. Make it through life because so much shit can happen in life. There's random accidents, sickness. You know, anything can happen at any moment to any of us listening. So,
and actually, we're going to talk about this. This is like a little early, but we're going to talk about that exactly on our Patreon that we're recording after this coming out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just about like health and like longevity and how I feel like it's how I have this. I want to put it on. I want to put you on.
Okay.
And I'll put everybody else on this new way of looking at your health today. That I feel like not enough people talk about. Mm. Anyways, so...
Yeah, that's going to be a good Patreon episode. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. Like, a lot of us don't think about what truly matters. Like, I just want to get old. That's it. Because not everybody makes it even to the 30s or 20s. There's a lot of shit that happens, you know? Yeah, so I'm just if you listen to this, you should be very grateful that you're even listening to this right now. No, honestly. Because I am. And I always think about that.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Okay, now let's get back to the show.
We went to for New Year's, we went to upstate New York with 4 of our friends, and it was kind of funny because it was sort of like one of the couples was kind of a connection through me, and then the other couple was a connection through you. It's just always interesting because these 2 other couples have never met. they're just, they know us and we've spent individual time with them. So it's always interesting. It's always interesting to bring friends together and see how like they mesh, mm-hmm. you know? And then I think it's especially interesting when it's kind of a longer commitment type thing for like a couple days. If it's just dinner or like a birthday or a celebration that's like a couple hours, it's not a big deal. If they don't mesh together, it's okay because it's about to be over. But like if you go on a trip where you have to like spend time in the car for a minute, then you have to go get groceries together, then you have to cook together and hang out and then clean up and then wake up and then do activities and then go like for a few days.
You learn more and more about the person that but you're
if,
with.
If the vibe is like off, it's kind of, and I'm not saying the vibe was off at all. The vibe was amazing. But I'm just saying that was something that was kind of in the back of my mind, even though I knew. Like you have to like be mindful of these things. If you plan a trip with friends and it's like friends that are connected to you, but they're not connected to each other, you have to think and wonder like, okay, do we think they're going to like mesh together well?
Yeah, or totally. Not? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Even though like it's most likely that they will because most people are friends with people that are, you know, somewhat similar. You're not going to be friends with people that are like super different. No?
I mean, you never know, but I mean, either way, your point is, I get it.
Yeah.
You're not just going to put people together that
just wouldn't really work, right?
Yeah, that's just not smart on your part. Like, if some shit goes down, it's like low key, it's your fault.
Or not necessarily like something has to go down, but it's like the vibes are just not vibing.
Yeah, we had such a good time. So, we rent. Are we getting into the story?
Yeah,
or like,
we rented the car.
We rented a car and
packed up, very nice, light packing.
Light.
We shared a little carry on. This is the 2025 is the year where Yoni and I are going to practice light packing.
Listen, I'm traumatized by the Spain, Belgium, Romanian trip. I packed so much thinking that I wanted to have a different pair of pants for every single day.
Okay, it wasn't that much.
I had a lot of pants with me.
But it was
no
a
reason.
Good amount, yeah.
And I literally, like the whole time for those three countries, I wore the same two pair of pants, I think. Because I just love them. I feel comfortable in them. And with the t-shirts, like what did I have? Like a white tee and a black t-shirt.
Yeah. You ended up wearing, when we were in Belgium, you had the same outfit on for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. If you haven't seen me in a blue hoodie, I feel like that's also the same outfit I went to the WTJ meetup in Antwerp.
Yeah. I don't think you've worn that hoodie since, though. That's the funny thing about like traveling and packing. I feel like the clothes that I wear when I traveled, you have like a minimal amount. Obviously, you don't have your whole closet. So you're going to rewear a lot of the clothes. And then I feel like there's clothes from the past trip in September that I haven't worn because I wore them so much on that trip that I just like need. I still can't wear them right now.
Is it the gray hoodie?
Oh, no. That gray hoodie. Actually, I don't really wear that gray hoodie that often. I wear that more to like go work out or something. But no, it's the brown V-neck sweater that I wore every single day in Belgium. And it's also another thing too. Like when you travel to different places, the weather and the temperature varies. And there's definitely an art to figuring out like how to pack lightly while still also having like interesting outfits and stuff like that, if you care about that.
Yeah, if you care about that, yes. The Uber gets here because we were going up to Catskills, right? Or Catskills. What do you call it?
Catskills. And
Catskills.
So we rented a car that actually gets delivered to you. So it wasn't an Uber.
Yeah, you got delivered in a nice package with a bow on top.
No, it's just the guy comes and drops it off and then he gives us our keys. So it was really nice. But this was the first time that we ever, and I shouldn't even say we because I wasn't driving, that Yoni was driving in New York. So tell me about your experience driving in Brooklyn.
Okay.
We took the car out for a test drive before we picked everybody else up to go get gas.
Only to find out that when we got to the gas station, I didn't read the meter right.
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So just imagine a white line, and in that white line, there's a smaller red line. Okay.
That it's going to be really hard to picture. But either way, like the little thing, it seemed like it was telling us you need to go get gas. And we're like, damn, what? The car just got delivered. Like, how are they going to give us the new car with barely any gas in it?
So
we go to the gas station.
Wait a second. Before we even went to the gas station, I'm like, I've never seen a gas station in New York.
Oh, yeah. You're like, damn, where's their gas station?
Like, I'm thinking, are we even going to make it to the gas station? Okay. So when the guy gave us the key, right, he just gave us the key and left. I was like,
how do you start this?
How do you start this? Like, it's a big ass car too.
Yeah, because like, it was a 7-seater SUV.
And I was just like, oh my God. Like, one, I never drove in New York. And then two, it's a 7-seater. Not only that, but they're going to be seated. Like, there's going to be people there.
Yeah, it's going to be 7 of us in the car.
So anyways, you know, he leaves and I'm just like, hey, so is this like a push start? Like, how is it? You know, I've never drove in this big ass car.
Leaves.
He was like, yeah. And I'm just like, okay, where is it? I wanted to ask, where is it, right? Anyways, we get in the car, took a little second to get familiar with the car and all that, right? We drive to the gas station and we put the gas in the car.
And then what's funny is when we put the gas in the car, it was like, you know how you put the like nozzle in and then you put the little thing on it and it's just like pumping gas, you know, and then it's when it goes click that it's like full.
And it's a big car. So I'm thinking we're going to be here for a minute.
Yeah. And then I'm like, damn, it's done already. Okay. I put it back. And then I see it was only like $28. And I was like, wow, only $28. Like gas is so cheap.
I was like, I like this car. You're like, gas is so cheap here. I was just like, it didn't make sense, but I was like, we'll take it.
Yeah. I was kind of confused. And then we realized like the car was actually pretty much full.
Like nothing moved in the meter almost.
Yeah. but it was good. It was a good way to like figure out how to like use the car, drive the car, yes. to test and run, you know?
It was
especially because you're about to drive like a good big group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think driving to the gas station wasn't too bad. I mean, you yeah, just have obviously. To like, no, you just have to like, I feel like here in New York, people cross the street however they want.
Yeah.
It's not like in Europe where people can't really jaywalk. Here, you, no, I mean, in
people
Belgium, you
don't.
In Belgium, you, well, you can, but you'll get a fine.
Really?
Yes. When I went to Belgium last summer, there was no cars and everyone is just standing, just waiting for the green light.
What?
I was so, yeah. And I was so not used to it. So then when I got there, I almost crossed the street. Like, yo, why are you waiting?
I mean, if you think about it, why are you waiting? You can see there's no cars.
I know, but I'm talking about, you know how both sides of the street are just like packed with people?
Yeah.
It was like 50 people on one side,
yeah.
70 people on the other side, okay, and everybody's waiting. Yeah. No, that's how it seemed.
It took 100 people.
No, it really seemed like that. So anyway, so here in New York, it's really not like that. People can cross.
Bro, people will cross like when there's cars coming. They don't care.
So I was. That's the one thing I just wanted to keep in mind, you know? Then we got home. We were looking for parking. And if you live in New York City, parking is not even a thing.
Yo, parking took a minute. I was like, where are we going to park this thing? We've never... It's so funny because like we've never had to pay any attention to any of these things.
Yeah.
As a pedestrian, you're like, you're not paying attention to like most of these things.
At all.
But now we were like, okay, what does this parking sign mean? Like, can you park here?
Yeah. And
they're very different in every city, you know? So eventually we find a parking spot. Then we go back home. We, you know, it like took us pack so, everything up.
It took us so long. I was like, yo, by the time we find parking, we're going to have to leave again.
Yeah. And you still had to like pack your bag.
Yeah.
But then we picked up everybody. We drove upstate driving. It took us like an hour to get out of the city, which is crazy. Like just being from, because we had to go from Brooklyn through Queens back into Manhattan and then up into Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we got out of New York, out of New York, it had been an hour. We're like, man, we got to get some food. So we stopped to get some fire barbecue. And there's something about
where did we stop
stopping? I think, I forget what it was called, like Betty's Barbecue.
That was the first, no, I feel like the barbecue spot was when we got closer to the spot.
It was still in Jersey.
The one with the big plate?
Yeah.
That was in Jersey?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, it was just like more north, you know?
The ribs?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm going to put, I'm going to have photos for it. A lot of this episode. So if you're listening to this, it's cool. You can listen. If you want to see some visuals, just
go
get on
to
YouTube. Yeah.
But I think there's something so fun and quintessential about having a drive, like mid-drive stop when you're going somewhere to just experience like a new area, a new place, even if it's like some random neighborhood and a random restaurant. There's something fun about it, you know?
The moment we got out of the city, and I think it was still Jersey,
yeah,
when the road just opened up,
yeah,
and everything was like
a normal highway.
Yeah, well, it was a normal highway, but it was like it felt like you were more in nature because it's not New Jersey, the city. It's like upstate New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember just feeling. I remember Matt was filming, and then I was just like, "Damn, this just looks." So nice. Mm. Different than the city.
I feel like it was different because I was in the back. I couldn't really see that much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't get that front.
Yeah, I didn't get that front experience. But yeah. I just really love like a road trip pit stop at like a restaurant or like getting some bagels or like coffee. I love that shit. You know, it's like, let's stop a few times, low-key.
Yeah. No, and I ate so good. I mean, I was full. Did we stop again before we got to?
No. And then we got to the Airbnb. We dropped off our stuff. The Airbnb was nice. But by this time, it was already dark.
The drive was so nice. And I felt comfortable from the very beginning. It was good that we took that little drive in Brooklyn just to get familiar with the car.
Yeah. I feel like it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. But you know, when you rent a car, some cars are super sensitive with the brake.
Yeah.
So you got kind of have to get a feel for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then one other part that I really love about group trips, one is the pit stop. And then two is the groceries. And we, for some reason, decided we wanted to go to this specific grocery store. That this was also, what day was it? It was the 30th. So we were thinking like some places might be closed. And also on the 31st, like we don't want to spend time going to the grocery store, whatever. So because of traffic, because we stopped to eat and all that, we kind of took our time, you know, and we ended up dropping our stuff at the Airbnb around, I think it was like 6. And then by the time we really dropped our shit off, it was like 6:15.
Yeah.
And the grocery store we wanted to go to was 20-minute drive away.
And it was closing at 7.
It was closing at 7. So by the time we got to the grocery store, we basically had only 20 minutes to gather everything.
Let me stop right here. Okay. At the house, the planning we did,
It was master.
It was masterful. As if like we were about to go rob somebody. You know how you make a master plan?
Yeah, like in the car. Movies? And especially because it was dark. We were all in like a big ass car.
It was like this, Yoni and Matt, you guys go get this. Alia and Carolina, you do this.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, anyways, it was just
everybody. Broke it down. Like we were really, because I was the planner of the trip. Okay. I made a shared notes, like on the notes app where everybody could edit it. And we added like all the foods that we wanted to eat and like cook for every single day. And then what everybody needed for it.
It was so funny seeing everybody type.
Yeah, it was cute. It was like a group project.
I didn't even know that was happening until I looked at my phone. And I was just like, such and such is typing.
Yeah.
It's like, fun. Oh shit, okay.
And so when we were driving there, it was very like strategizing. Okay, so I'm going to get all the breakfast stuff. You guys are going to get the stuff for the desserts. You guys are going to get all the meat. And it was like that. So then when we get to the store, we were like, okay, let's fucking go.
Yeah, it was so everybody just spread. Like
everyone boom. Just jumped out of the car. And then everybody grabs a cart. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, if I'm working at this grocery store, I would hate to see us as a group coming in. 6 of us,
you know,
each of us has a cart.
Yeah.
You just know that they're coming and they're getting shit. Yeah. For a trip, you know?
That was fun. Grocery shopping, when you go somewhere to an Airbnb, I feel like that's one of the most like fun parts.
But at the same time, it's like you're buying so much stuff because the Airbnb doesn't have many things, so it's like you have to buy things like salt and sugar, and like usually you buy a lot of it. I mean, we ended up taking a lot of like everything that was left over home.
There's something about shopping for a trip when you go to a grocery store and you know you're about to get the stuff for the Airbnb, you just want to get extra shit for no reason. I feel like
just in case.
Yeah, you just don't even think about, because when you shop in here, it's like, okay, what do we need? We need this.
Yeah, and there's stuff that you already have, but in the Airbnb it's also like, you know, sometimes they have, it was funny because right before we left to go to the grocery store, we were looking in the kitchen because it seemed like they actually had some leftover, you know, like spices and
things like that. Oh my God.
And then it was funny to see who was like okay with using leftover stuff. Like, oh, there's some like leftover
sugar, salt,
yeah,
like just
all those
these
like
things.
Pantry things,
like
right?
Oil.
Maple syrup. Yeah, oil.
Honey.
And I don't wanna put,
I mean, I put myself on blast first.
Okay, I mean, I would just say that it was really funny because our friend Matt was so like, bro, I'm not touching anything that is left over here.
If you're watching this, I feel you because I'm exactly the same way.
Yeah, you guys are the same in that way.
Like, I'm not going to take a bottle of honey that's half used. The top is crunchy and dry.
Our honey has a crunchy top and it's here.
I know, but because I know it's only, we bought a brand new and it's only me and you used
it. Okay, what do you think they did? They spit in it, they licked it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like you go to an Airbnb, who knows how long it's been there? Who knows what they did to it?
It depends on the product.
And you don't even know who lived there. Like who rented this place?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Like there's certain things I understand.
Sugar, it's okay.
Salt
also, but I'll grab, like, you know how you can put your finger in, I'll go to the bottom
of the salt.
What else, like honey and oils,
spices.
I just don't like using,
I don't know,
other
anyways.
People's shit. And also just another thing, let me just add to it, any plate, any cup, and fork or spoon I used, or anybody used really, I made sure that I washed it for everybody. I don't care.
Even though all the dishes are clean and washed, and you look at them, and there's nothing on them. There's no like leftover food or anything.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What do you mean? Because you can see it's clean.
No, when
it's
you buy,
it's not oily. It has no scraps of food.
When you buy, when you go to the store and you buy a brand new pan, yeah, it looks clean, not, right? It looks clean, right?
Okay, but I'm just saying that they clean these dishes. They put them in the dishwasher, and then the Airbnb person, basically, Yoni was like washing every single thing in that Airbnb,
in that apartment.
And then it was like anything someone wanted to use. Like, oh, can I use a bowl? Yoni was like, is it washed? And then the person's like, I don't know. He's like, let me wash it.
Let me wash it for
Yoni
you.
Yoni was washing everything.
No, it's just, I don't, I mean, I'm just like that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You are
but
like
I
that.
Feel like, so if you guys are listening to this, how, like, am I exaggerating or do you do the same thing?
I don't know.
I feel like
I
it's
got
normal.
The vibe that some of the other people were like, it's okay. Like, you don't need to wash it.
No, I know for sure some people felt like that, but I was just like, you know what? If we're all eating and everybody's just grabbing plates and knives and forks from the cabinets, you just straight and you put your food on it right away. I'm like, you know what? You can do that if you want. I'm going to wash my plate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so anyways.
It was appreciated because then, you know, you washed. You were good. You were like the designated dishwasher, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went to the store. It was so funny. We're in the grocery store. You could just see us like zooming through the aisles. I would go. Because we all had our mission of like the ingredients and the things that we needed to get. So I would go into like the next aisle and then I would see like one of our people, you know, and they're like also like looking for the shit, you
yeah.
know. It was so funny.
Yeah. Like sometimes I remember at some point, I feel like we were, what was it that we were looking for? I think.
There was like some stuff that we couldn't find, like baking powder or like
I think Ray,
flour.
Yeah, Ray was looking for just regular flour,
yeah.
like normal flour. And then. I see that's the difference between me and you. When I'm looking for something and I can't find it in like
10
just
seconds.
One round, yeah, basically 10 seconds, I'm going to ask somebody. Alia, she will look through the whole store. I don't care if it takes her like 15 minutes, she's going to find that thing. You know what I mean? So I was just like, let me just go ask somebody. And then I asked the lady and then she ended up bringing the last one that they had somewhere in the back.
Yeah, crazy they had some left.
Yeah, so we found the flour.
And yeah, and then successful grocery store mission.
It was
we got
so funny.
Pretty much everything we needed, probably extra. And then we got to the Airbnb and Matt made us some incredible bolognese.
Did you take a picture of it? I can just insert
no,
here.
No, I did not take a picture of it.
Oh my God. Yo, that's
we also had like a few drinks before that. So I feel like when I was eating, I was just eating. I wasn't thinking about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first night was cool. Like, I don't know how much we're like walking through like each day.
No, but I love giving detail because I remember every single thing very, very specifically.
Yeah, I mean, the first night was chill. I think we like ended up playing a few like, oh, there was a great card game that Carolina taught the group. I think Pedro already knew the game, but it's called Scoop. Remember the card game that it was like gift card?
Oh, yes.
And like that one, it's such a good card game. I don't know. I wonder if like you just search up Scoop card game, if that game would come up.
Is it called Scoop though?
Scoop, yeah, because you like Scoop.
That's the one that you have to like have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 like in a row.
You have to go under. So it's like if there's a 9, you have to put like 9 or under.
It's a really, really fun game.
And you have
game.
Like the flipped up cards.
We should play it because you can play it just like 101.
Just 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should play it. I wonder if we have a card game.
Yeah, we do.
But I love a good card game. And that one is like a solid one. I haven't played a card game that was like genuinely that fun
in
a while. Because as a kid, the games that I played as a kid are kind of boring now. Like, they're not fun enough. And then the ones that I learned in Romania, I feel like the ones that are more fun, I didn't play because I was too young and they were more complicated.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to do more card games, more board games. We played some amazing board games too.
Was that the only one we played that first night?
I think we might have played Chameleon that first night too. I don't know. But I got this game called
Chameleon.
The Chameleon, and it's so funny because it's kind of like you have to have like a poker face, because basically everybody gets a card and then one person's card will say that they are the chameleon, but But the whole point is that you can't let other people know that you are the chameleon. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to play along with this other part of the game. And you have to kind of pretend that you are like reading things off your card. That
you're doing the same thing everyone else is doing.
Yeah, like everybody else is like looking at like these numbers on their thing. And they're trying to figure out like the words and like stuff like that. And then as the chameleon, you have to like figure out based on what everybody else is saying what the word is that they're talking about, and then you have to like kind of say something that might work, but sometimes it's so obvious.
Give us an example of a word, right?
Okay, so if the word is plant, someone might say green, another person might say
grows,
yeah, another person might say
needs water,
pot. That's two words.
Oh yeah.
And then like based on that,
so if I'm the chameleon, I'm thinking, okay, what's green? What needs to grow?
And you would look at the words that are on the table, trying to figure out like what word everybody's talking about.
Yes.
And you as the chameleon have to like not be obvious. So you have to also just kind of, I don't know, it's like you're acting the whole time.
The whole time you're acting. So this is an example of how, like, if you mess up, you would say something like this. Blue.
Okay, but if someone said, yeah, I guess.
If someone says blue, everybody knows who the chameleon is. And then at the end of the round, you point at the chameleon.
Yeah, at the end of the round, we always all have to be like, okay, who do we think the chameleon is?
Right.
1, 2, 3, and everybody points. And sometimes people don't agree. And then you as a chameleon, you have to point at someone else, obviously, yeah, and not make it obvious that you are the chameleon.
Yeah, especially if you say something good. If I say something that's related to a plant as well, and I'm a chameleon, it makes it hard for everybody because then everyone's thinking, damn, I know I'm not the chameleon, so who is it?
But then the people that are not the chameleon also need to be a little bit vague and not too obvious on what the word is that they're talking about, because they want to throw the chameleon off and they don't want to make it easy for the chameleon to figure out what the word is.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made any sense, but you guys should look into it. It's a really good game.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
And it's just funny because, you know, the whole time somebody's pretending. Like, someone is pretending to, like, read off the thing and figure out what the word is.
I'm just trying to look at everybody's face. Like, I was looking at everybody.
It's so funny, yo.
But you give it away so easily. It's so easy to know when you're the chameleon.
What?
And I feel like, yeah,
no, there was one time where nobody knew.
Oh, I was a chameleon for, like, 7 times straight back to back.
Okay, but there was one time where nobody knew that I was a chameleon.
Yeah.
And everybody was so surprised.
And then the last game that we played that weekend was the music.
Oh,
game.
Yeah. It's called Hister, I think.
I feel like a lot of people know Hister.
You think?
I feel like, yeah, because I posted it on my story and then like a few people responded. They were like, oh, I love that game. It's crazy.
It's such a good game. It's basically like a music game where you have to, like, you hear a song that's like playing and then you have to like guess the artist, the name of the song. And then
the year.
And then the year. And then after you like reveal the first card, you start creating a timeline. Mm-hmm. So it's like if that song came out in like 1998 or something, then you have to decide whatever next song you get, you have to decide whether you think it's like before 1998
yeah,
or after 1998. And then it's so fun. I did not expect that game to be that fun, especially because I'm not really like good with music. Artists and names, but it was a great, we played that shit for like 3 hours straight.
Yeah we did. I feel like I just needed a little bit more of like early 2000s stuff, because a lot of it was like 1936. I'm like, I don't know, they had music back then.
It wasn't all of it. There was also some stuff that like you just didn't know, like it wasn't your genre.
Anything that was a little bit recent, I was on it.
Yo, there was one when the song played for, I swear to you, a second. It was one like note. And then Yoni instantly was like, J-Lo, 1999.
If You Had My Love.
If You Had My Love. Everybody's like, what? And I swear to you, it's like if I play it, it just goes, doo-doo. And instantly Yoni knew exactly what the song was. And he was right. It was crazy.
It's such a good song. Everybody knows that song. If you have,
yeah, but not from the, I know it from the chorus. I can't say if you play it right now, I'll know instantly what it is. But that's because I don't think I've ever listened to the whole song. But yeah, such a great game, you know? And it was so nice. I felt like I was,
everybody was just vibing out.
Like the whole trip.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't on the phone at all. Like for what?
Yeah, I wasn't really, because everybody was also kind of just doing their thing. Like, what am I going to do? Like be on my phone scrolling on Instagram for what? Like I'm here to just, you know, enjoy. Another thing I
think I scrolled a couple times though.
Yeah, you did go on your phone a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Another thing that I really enjoy about group trips and like getting away and being mm-hmm. in a new stay and space.
I know what you're about to say.
What?
No, just go ahead.
No, what do you want to say? Tell me.
No, I really don't know. Like what, snow?
No, I was going to say the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Mornings in a new place, especially if it's kind of like, you know, getaway vibes. Like now we're going to Seattle and we're staying with my family. You know, mm-hmm. that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a morning where you're like in a new place. You make yourself a good cup of coffee. You know,
you don't have to make that voice.
There was one morning, the first morning, actually, I baked everybody cookies. So when everybody woke up, there was like fresh cookies made.
I know. Those were good.
Those were really good. I don't know. Something about mornings in a new place like that are really special. And especially because it had a nice view.
Yes. And also it was a little cold. Like it was chilly.
Yeah. It was a little cold outside. It even snowed a little bit.
Yeah. The cabin was nice. Even though it wasn't really a cabin. Like
there, no, I it was feel like a house.
I feel like there were two pieces of wood in that cabin.
Yeah. No, it was like a regular house, but it was really nice. Really nice.
And we had the projector going. We watched some guy in the snow.
Yo, you guys need to check out, I want to give him a shout out because his videos are crazy.
Oh, yes.
His name
Outdoor is... Outdoor Boys.
Yeah, Outdoor Boys on YouTube. They're like, I don't know how I've never heard about this guy before, but his videos are crazy.
He basically puts himself in the craziest weather conditions, and I'm talking about cold shit, right?
Yeah, like he basically goes into a mountain or something where there's just like snow and it's cold, and he only goes there, like he doesn't bring like gear, he brings like a few things that he might need.
Gear.
Okay, he does. He brings food, he brings things to cook with, but he doesn't bring a tent, he doesn't bring a sleeping bag, he doesn't bring stuff like that. No. Like he basically builds his shelter.
Yeah, I think that he has a couple of videos that he does bring like a tent or something, but the ones we watched, he built a shelter from just nothing.
From like, just wood. And he's just like chopping big ass trees, cutting them down, making a huge fire.
And it's just all snow around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's crazy. If you ever have some time.
That's what we watched while we were
there. No, it was fun. I mean, that was kind of like a thing we watched like at the end of the night where people were just like, all right, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Another thing that I also love is exploring the little neighborhoods in those areas, because like they have some like nice hidden like food spots, like that one bagel spot that we did not expect the bagels to hit, and it was some good ass bagels.
Oh yeah, they remember? Were good.
And then you guys went to like a juice place.
Oh yes, we went to a juice. I think you and
it was the first morning that me, Carolina, and Pedro went on a run.
Oh yeah, I remember,
guys.
That.
Oh my God. Listen, okay, this is another thing too.
Okay, so before I tell you about the juice spot, she'll tell you about the run.
Actually, no, you talk about the juice spot.
No, the juice spot was nice. It was me, Ray, and Matt. We just went to the juice spot.
They're really into juice.
So. Yes. So I want to get more into juicing because I feel like it's really healthy. And
it depends what you juice.
And
though.
Matt drinks only green juices. And I never really had, like, I feel like anytime I had a green juice, it was kind of sweet a little bit. Like, it wasn't just like a fresh...
Yeah, like
green juice.
You can have a green juice that's like sweet and fruity and it's green just because they put some like spinach in it, or you can have a green juice that is like all green
like
stuff.
Green, like green for real.
Like parsley, cucumber, pepper, like stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's what he drinks. And I had the juice and it was really good.
You had like, the juice?
Yeah, I had the juice. Oh, what's the juice?
Yeah.
No, the lady was nice. She was playing some vibes in there.
Yeah, really, that's what I'm nice saying. Lady. It's like you never know what type of little gems you're gonna find in these like small neighborhoods.
Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah.
I liked the juice. It was okay. Was fine. I think I forgot what was in it. Like
just
Matt.
Everything that's green, put it in there.
Yeah, like he got something and I was just like what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While they were doing that, me, Carolina, and Pedro went on a morning run. They're also training for the half marathon. That's going to be in March. I started my training. I actually have to go on a run after we record.
Oh.
And,
Ooh, going on a run.
It's so funny. It's like people that don't run feel like when people say I'm going to go on a run, they're like, they have to do like,
ooh, you're so healthy.
Okay, Mr. Green Juice. No, but what I was going to say is this is the first time that I ran in a sort of remote mountain vibe place. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I didn't run in a city environment. You know, even when I went to Seattle and then mostly like in New York, it's like all city where I'm running. And this was the first time I ran and it was kind of, you know, forest. There was like water and creeks and just like nature and beautiful trees. And there was like an icy lake at one point. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I was living like every corner that we would turn, I'd be like, wow.
How long did you run?
Well, we didn't realize when we were looking at the map, we were like, oh yeah, I probably can like go up this way and then like go this way and then go this way. And it should probably be around like 4 or 5 miles, you know, ended up being 7 miles.
Damn.
Because, you know, you keep running and then you look at the map and you're like, damn, this is like taking longer than I expected. Because on the map, sometimes it's just hard to tell like how long shit is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up running quite a bit.
If you have a photo, let's put it in here.
I'll put some photos in here because you got to see, like, it was such a beautiful run. And I'm not really one that thinks to bring, like, my running gear with me when I travel. But I really want to make it a point this year that wherever I travel, I will run in that city. Because I think it's such a cool way to explore.
It is.
It's, you get moving, you see stuff. It kind of makes you feel a little bit like, not like, should I move here? But it has that energy of you're doing
like
something
I can live here.
That you typically wouldn't think you'd do when you're traveling, and you do more when you live in a place. So it kind of gives you that vibe of like what life could be if you lived in this city or in this area.
Yeah. See, my version of that would be going out and taking photos. Just walking with my camera, exploring that way.
Mm. I thought you were going to say going outside and biking. That's what I thought you were going to say.
If I have a bike, like you think I'm just bringing my bike everywhere?
No, like most cities that are like a big city, there's like bikes that you can
rent, but then you got to set up the app, bank information. Oh, your bank information doesn't work here.
Okay,
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'm just warning you right now that every trip we are going to go on this year, I am bringing my running gear.
Okay, I want to say enjoy.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, like, maybe I can join you, but I'm not running 7 miles.
No, I wouldn't run that much.
Like, it takes away from,
you know, 20, 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, like a mile. We can do a mile.
Just like run, see what's going on, maybe grab some food on the way. Like, I feel like it'd be such a nice way to just see the area.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And stay active. And I'm going to have to do that when we go to Seattle anyways.
So you're going
to
run.
Seattle, so.
You're going to run in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
But
what else happened, right? So the trip was good. It was New Year's. Cheers. We took some nice photos. We took a nice group photo. Shout out to everybody that came because everybody got along.
Yeah.
It was a good trip. And
it's so satisfying when you see like the people that you brought together have like a good time together.
Yeah.
It's like, so glad it's working out.
No, it was so nice. I feel like I got to know everybody a little bit better too.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you do an activity like that for a couple of days. You get to you get those moments like one-on-one with certain people that you otherwise wouldn't have. So it's kind of nice to be like, damn, this is cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. Like we gotta do that again. Like not even for New Year's, just go to Philly with everybody or something.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And then when we left on our way back, we were like, let's do one more thing. So we ended up going on a hike.
Oh my, I forgot and about the hike.
The hike was so nice. It was snowy because we had to drive up the mountain.
You know what's funny about that drive? It was driving and it started to like snow a little bit. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're getting some snow.
Yeah.
But then the closer we get to the top, it's getting more and more like heavier.
Yeah. And then also you're seeing there's like snow like around
to the point
where there was no snow.
Yeah,
it was just wet because it was raining. But then we started going up in elevation and it was like getting colder.
I had to start driving just a little slower because I can't tell, is this ice or is this just it was
yeah. And
turning the corners was like scary a little bit because you really got to slow down. This is a heavy car, 7-seater, like damn.
But I was gonna say another thing too, is like we were thinking, oh yeah, we're just going on this like 20 minute hike.
Who said it was 20 minutes?
Carolina said, Kara and Pedro said it was 20 minutes because they did this same hike to the same like little viewpoints in the summer.
Oh, that's a different ball game.
Yeah, but they didn't expect it to be snowy. Oh, and also, right. You're thinking like 20 minutes in the summer, in the winter, it's still going to be 20 minutes. It might be cold or whatever.
In the winter where everything is icy. Listen, when I tell you, we went on that hike with some casual ass clothes.
Guys.
We get to the parking lot. I'm looking around to the other people parking. They got some snow boots.
Gear.
Goggles. Just gears, right? And I'm looking at myself like I had my Doc Martens with me.
Guys, Yoni literally was hiking in Doc Martens.
I will say though, that's when I tell people these shoes are comfortable, once you break them in, that's how, because my feet didn't hurt at all.
Okay, but they were slippery a little bit.
Okay, they were so slippery, but usually that's not the type of shoe you think about comfort.
Doc Martens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But they really are. So shout out to Doc Martens if you listen to this. Maybe you can do something. Yeah. No, but yeah. It was good. Jeans and just like a few layers. And yeah. We were just really not prepared.
Yeah, not at all. Like we were looking like we just randomly were like, oh yeah, let's go on a hike before we head back into the city. And that's exactly how we looked. Like,
exactly.
We looked at it, it's like, damn, what like, do you guys...
What we wore, you can go grocery shopping, you can go to the city, you can go eat at a restaurant, you can go hiking. It's crazy.
Yeah, except actually you should not go hiking.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But yeah. You know, it made it fun.
Yeah.
And we have so many pictures from that moment as well, too.
And luckily, I think nobody got sick.
No, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
because
that's
right. One thing that would suck is to go into the new year and get sick. Like soon into that. That's what happened to me last year.
Nobody got sick. So it was fun. Then the drive back was nice. We got to this crazy ass waterfall. And do you remember the name of the waterfall?
No.
Yeah. It was crazy. I wish I don't think I have a picture because it was
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Carolina took photos of us because the water was like, there was ice all around it. And it was kind of dangerous low-key getting to it. But... then like the waterfall, we went to like this middle area where the waterfall like hits the ground or like hits, and there was like hella mist.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was just misty, but then when you actually got closer to it, you got so wet. And it was just from the mist of the water hitting the water.
I didn't realize it was going to do that. Like the left side of my pants,
everything was drenched.
Yeah, and I'm just like, damn, when did that happen?
Yeah, but what's funny is on the way back, it was still wet, but then it just started turning into ice.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. I'm excited. Like, I want to go before the winter season's over. I want to, like, go back up one more time.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I would want to go skiing.
We should, like, go get another place somewhere that's close to, like, a ski spa and, like, go skiing.
Skiing would be so fun.
Even but, like, though...
I would ski all day because it's so fun. The only part about skiing that sucks is when you get to the bottom... you got to get to the top. Well, actually,
you got to take the what's it called?
Yeah, the little elevator thing. Yeah, it's not elevator.
No, what is it called? The ski
bench. Elevator.
Ski
yes.
Ski bench. No.
I guess I guess it's not fun.
Yeah, what's hard about it? You just got to know how to get on and get off.
I just hate getting to the bottom. I just want to keep going.
Oh.
I hate stopping.
You guys, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast, but I've only tried to go skiing one time. And then that was when I was 10 years old and it didn't really work out. My mom was so over me. She was like trying to help me and teach me. And I was such a little brat and I was not being a good kid. And she just gave up on me and I never really learned how to ski. But then I was on the phone with her the other day and she was telling me the reason why I was so frustrated is because I couldn't figure out how to stop my feet from sliding and I just kept getting mad that I kept sliding.
I mean, yeah, because it's...
I know, but I was like, I couldn't just stand still, which I'm like, how is that possible? Like, anyways.
It's going to be
interesting. So we're going to give it another try.
It's going to be interesting this time. I went skiing in Switzerland actually years ago when I lived in Belgium.
Was that the only time you went?
The only time. And it was in the most beautiful Château d'Eau city or little village in
that's
Switzerland.
What it's called, Château d'Eau?
Yeah. And it's the French speaking side.
Mm.
So it was nice. Everybody spoke French there. And
wait, that was the first and only time you went skiing?
First and only. And I was there for 2 weeks.
So you don't really... you were there for two weeks.
And it was a school trip. That's the cool thing about going to school in Europe. Is that you can make a school trip that's like out of the country.
It's a crazy school trip.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
hell? Yeah, two weeks, and it was amazing. Like, first,
did you guys like go to school during that time, or it was like break?
No,
like,
it was
just had fun.
It was just break.
Wow.
Yeah, you did have to pay for it, and it was hell expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I remember going, and it's like a yearly thing. It's a yearly thing you do, right? But I think it's at a certain grade that you do that specifically.
Damn.
It's not each grade.
And that's when you were in Belgium.
Yeah, that was when I was in Belgium. And I remember like the first 4 days, I couldn't figure out how to ski because you had to learn it, mm-hmm. you know? But then I think by the end of the trip, I was able to like parallel turn.
Mm, and I like felt like the cool kid.
I felt so cool.
You felt so badass.
No, I really did. But the only thing is, the only person that I thought was more badass than me were the people who were snowboarding past me.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn. Like, no matter how good I felt, I was just like, these guys are way.
So, are you saying that you're trying to like snowboard when we go?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I could snowboard because I skateboarded growing up. So, but people tell me it's not the same. It's like thinking surfing is the same, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same at all. I think I just wouldn't like having my legs just like not be able to go apart.
Yeah, skiing is really, really fun though.
Yeah. So I'm down to try it. I have the gear.
What gear?
Like,
oh, yeah.
I have like my snowsuit.
Okay.
So I'm down to do it.
No, we'll do it.
Definitely do it and document it, you know.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to end the episode here. But I hope that was a fun little recap story time episode.
And I feel like anything we talked about, I could just close my eyes and actually see it.
I mean, yeah, we were there. We're going to go over to Patreon and talk about just like how I would like all of us to think about health going and our health and taking care of ourselves in the new year. I know we talked about like resolutions and stuff like that. Our last episode, but I feel like I want to share my perspective with you guys.
Okay,
with you, because we still need to get you back in it.
I mean,
you went to the gym yesterday.
Are you saying I'm not healthy?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Or are you saying that? No, I mean, honestly, there's a lot that, like, especially with nutrition, that I want to learn because I don't really know, like. I know what's healthy and I know what's not healthy, but what am I trying to say? What are you trying to say that I
It's all good. Let's talk about it on Patreon. Let's talk about it on Patreon. We'll see you guys over there. If you're a member, you know what's up. If you're not, you should definitely check it out. If you haven't yet, it's all linked in the description. We have a good fun time on there.
We appreciate everyone who's already on Patreon. We are almost at
1,000 members.
Is it 1,000 or 900? Shout out to everybody who's there, honestly.
But we also shout out to you just for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to sign out now. Thanks for listening. We're going to be back next week with another video.
Okay, bye.
Was that like too fast?
No. I think it was
nobody
a good outro.
Nobody even listens to the outros anyways.
Or should we? Do you want to redo the outro?
No. Okay, bye guys.
All right, bye.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.